Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Fox reaches second base with a double. Maynish moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Maynish scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gleason moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Manish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Manish reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gleason moves to second. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gleason hits a line drive beyond second. Melillo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Gleason moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Gleason scores. Hale scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gleason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Johnny Welch now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Cascarella covering, for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmek. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vosmek steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.